big deal, and my wife was so excited. Everybody in America now knows about our Hanukkah Masiba.
We had a good time too.
Good, I'm glad.
And they were taking pictures of the thingy?
Huh?
She took pictures to say.
Yeah, she has pictures. I didn't know that. I didn't see her. I didn't notice her taking pictures, but she took pictures. Yeah, I didn't see that. Okay. Is Yochai Rusa here? He was here before, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want to finish a couple of points on this sheet, and you know, let's see if we can compare notes on how we understood the Hemshuch. The Rush brings down the Re. The Re Piresh B'mavuos HaRachavim Yud Gimel Amma Ushlish. Ushne Roshen Mifuloshen Lushusarabim Shurochav Tezain, Kavan de Baki Buhurabim Choshev Shusarabim Mamish Minatira, Vilema Arvin Elabid Losis and Ulois Balail. What is the Re talking about? What is the Re talking about? The Rush just brought the halacha, you start before, he goes through the sugya, he doesn't really ask Taisus Kasha. He just makes a statement. Rishus Ram Pirish Rashi has to be 16. Zakhtari Mavois Harachavim Yud Gimlamo Shlish Ushne Rashen Mifulash Lushus Ram Shirachav Tezayim Kavan Debaki Buhurabim Choshiv Rishus Ram Mamish Minatayra. The tour brings the same Lushan. I had no way of giving it to you on a sheet except the way I did it. But there's not much more in the tour. The tour is in Simon Shin Samech Dalet. And he just innocently makes the statement. He does not use those words, Baki Bu Rabim. But presumably it's the same Re. Ad Kana Dvarim. The Beis Yosef in Shin Samech Dalet says, look inside, everybody sees it inside. Ken Kasav Harosh. Which is right, he's quoting the tour, he's going on the tour. In other words, the appropriate place, says the Beis Yosef, for this psak of this din, isn't here. In Shin Samech Dal, we're talking about halachas of mavois. Said that the appropriate place should have been back in the Shin Memhei, where we're talking about Gedarim of Rishus Harabim. Shiske Geder Rishus Harabim, Kosvei Kan, Meishu Din Mavoi. Says that Beis Yosef, the appropriate place is really in Shin Mem Hei, but he said it over here in Shin Samech Dalet because here is Hiochos Mavui. And lo and behold, Hagam in the Torah, there's nothing about this in Shin Mem Hei, as the Beis Yosef tells you. In Shin Mem Hei, the Beis Yosef, in the middle of his parish, inserts two things. He inserts, number one, the Rosh, Kosav HaRosh, and he inserts the Magid, the Rava Magid, B'Shem the Rashbu, essentially says, like our second teretz of Tais was by us. Okay? So far, so good. Just saying over what the sheet, what was in front of you on the sheet. But it expresses itself in Shulchan Aruch too. Because in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon, in Shin Mem Hei Seif Ches, this is the first Seif, Ches and Tes, he writes, Mevois harachavim tes zayin ama, umiskatrim b'ktsosan, ve'ein behem tes zayin ama, yesh omrim, shim arkan lar oirich rishus harabim harem kirishus harabim. What's that talking about? Poshim shot. What case is that? Anyone listening? Taisvus. That's the case of Taisvus. It says La'orich Rishus Rabim. It seems to be the case of Taisus. Sif Tes Mevois Harachavim Yud Gimel Amis Ushleish Ushne Roshen Mufuloshen Rishus Rabim Shu Rochav Tes Zayin Yesh Emrim Shu Rishus Rabim. What's Sif Tes talking about?
It's Re.
It's the Re. So what was the Re talking about? Was the Re talking about Taisus?
How are you
going to
explain
it?
Well, Re was arguing
with
Taisvus. How's the Shulchan Aruch passing both? I'm going to explain
the Gemara
then.
Well, was the Re arguing with
Taisvus? I
think
so. In what way? Taisvus sets this up even in the case of Yud Gimel. But that's still going to be.
Whoa. What point is the argument in Taisvus?
According to According to Tosfos, the Machlekes Abiudon Rabbonon, speaking about a mobile which is viewed Kimmel, and according to Abiud, the Lechi works, Lechi Mikan Velechi Mikan works to be Matter Mova and Mafulosh. And according to Hanekamba and to everyone else, the Chachomim, it's not going to work.
Not copying you. The Brisa says, brings Machlekes Abiudon Rabbonon. What is the case of Sif Ches and what is the case of Sif Tes? Are they two different cases, and if they are, what's different?
I think that they're two different pictures in Tesis.
The two different pictures.
I think that would be the two different cases.
So, in other words, Sif Ches is what?
Is the first picture, and Sif Ches is the second picture.
But he says it's Rishus HaRabim.
Because he's arguing on Tesis. Re is arguing on Tesis. That's what I'm
trying to say. The Re is arguing with Tesis.
Yes. And he would not say that the first case in Tesis would be Rishus HaRabim.
So you want to learn that there is a new, the Re is in fact a whole brand new Shita.
I think so.
Interesting.
It sounds like.
Okay. Huh?
But the Shulchan Aruch who's going to, but the Shulchan Aruch who's passing both of them is now, how is he going to explain it? Tesis can explain the Shat Levitav and Agamor because he's saying, Voice on Fuloshim, well, that's not going to be Rishus HaRabim, and therefore that's what they're talking about. Unless the Shulchan Aruch is going to have to make Unukim to them, we're speaking about less than New Gimel Amor.
So the Bir Halacha, I'm jumping now to the Bir Halacha for a moment, starts out by saying, that this is the bottom of the sheet, Do Diker Sif Ze, referring now to Sif Test, the second one, Nichla Beha Delel B'Sif Ches. What this Sif says in Tes is really included in what was said before in Sif Ches, V'cholkei HaMechaber, Mishum De Sif Ches, Hu Loshna Magen Mishna Meshem HaRashba. They're arguing that actually Sif Ches and Sif Tes are having machloikas. If you saw inside, the Ritva brings it down to 10, brings it down to as low as 10. Uladea zoi darosh mashma dafka miyad gimel. I'm going to stop there for a moment. So according to the first pshat he's bringing, I think this is the Prima Gadim. This is the pshat he brings from the Prima Gadim. Did I get that right? I don't forget the names now.
If I remember correctly, Prima Gadim says like.
I don't remember the names now. This is the Early Shabbos. This is the Early Shabbos then. So, in other words, there are names to these shitas, but the Bir Halacha is beginning by saying that these two halachas are actually talking about the same case, where the Rishus HaRabim is going through the Mavui, and they're actually chaylik on each other. The first Lashon is saying that it can get smaller, and we don't have a shear specifically given in that halacha. He says in the Ritva it's mashma, we can go down to 10. And the second chiddush is the Shita Sarosh that says it can get as thin as 13 and a third. Adkan. That is very strange. Very strange pshat, obviously, in the Mechaber. To say that he's bringing two sifim that are chaylik on each other and passing two different dinim, very hard to say that. So, let's now consult the Gain. Let's see how the Gain learned this. He has a different model. It's in two sifim, and there's no remez that there.
He says yesh,
yeah, but then you bring it as like one halacha.
Because it's two sifim.
Yeah, it's two sifim. It's two sifim without a remez that one is really chalik on the other. That's how you do it. The yesh emrim, the Mechaber often uses the lashon yesh emrim. By the way, a klal to know, that just because the Mechaber uses the lashon yesh emrim does not automatically mean that there is a chalik. It means it's a chidush. Yesh emrim, there's a chidush here that you could say such and such a din. It's not necessarily true that there is a name or somebody out there that is chaylik. That's an important rule to know. But in any case, here, the Yesh Oimrim is clearly a reference, at least the second one, certainly to the Re. The first one says the Bir Halacha is a reference to the same case. They're both talking about a case where the Rishus HaRabim is entering into the Mavoi Le'orkai. The road goes, just narrows in the Mavoi. And the way that Bir Halacha now wants to say it, it's a machlokes in the two lashonos. How thin can it get?
From I say it, this is only fair according to the Girsa of the Gra. If you read the Girsa as it is, then Sif Ches, this case wasn't mentioned.
You mean umiskatzer b'ktsos and v'ein b'hem tezayin amet? That's what you mean. If I didn't put the vav in,
without the oy, gross as oy.
Yeah. If I left it as a vav, then what would you say?
It just first case is miskatzer, and the next one he says mavais and pulashim.
So miskatzer meaning the road is not going through it.
It's just like this some dent or something.
I hear. Okay. The Gaon does something else. The Gaon says there are two separate cases entirely. First, he says, like when Naftali brings out it, he says there's a toast safe, and there's actually two separate cases here. I'm not going to touch on that now. We'll come back to that maybe at a future point. But he says, Din Arishon, Yimuchach Shem Zalain, Din Asheni Muchach, B'der Erevin Vavam Bezia, B'en Shem says, now, he says, V'sever di Yud Gimel Amma Lav Dafka. He's learning the Shir Yud Gimel is Lav Dafka. V'chein Mashman Sham, Shemidami Levein Hamudim. Umuchach Nami Be'ervin Sadi Tes V'may Daskinan. Da'ad Dalet Tzvachim Habi Rishu Sarabim. So the Gaon says that the first case is the case of whether Rishu Sarabim is entering in La'orkai. And the Gaon tells me a Chiddush that I can make the Rishu Sarabim can get as thin as Dalet Tzvachim. What Dalet Tzvachim represents would appear to be, that's the Kula Shir Makom Choshev.
Shir Rishus,
Makom Choshev, Shir Rishus. As long as I have a Rishus there, I can get that small. But he says in Siv Tes, an entirely different Chiddush. He says, Mavois Rechavim, Sham Nun Tesim at Aleph, a different case. V'sever harosh de dafke yud gimel v'zeo delay karashi b'shabes vavam et aleph shikosav rechavim yud vavama. In other words, this sheet of the mechaber is a chiddush. He's passing against Rashi. According to the Rosh, the shear can be as little as yud gimel and a third. He's saying that Rashi holds tezayin. And what is the case? V'tzorech loymar de kan mari shibenei rishus rabim boikin derech hamavui mizu lezu. V'chein kosev taisvis nuntes v'sham shein baikin. What's the case of sham shein baikin? I assume, I didn't give it to you, but I assume that he's referring to the actual sif in Shin Samech Dalet, where he just talked about the din of where you have there. It's not a rishus harabim. There he just says that the movi before is a din movi mufulish. You need a lechi v'kair etc. or a pitzuris of pesach on one side v'gemarnu. So he's created now a new chiddush and din. There is a case where if I understand it correctly, where the roichav of the rishus rabim is going this way, the mavui in between is connecting them, and that's the case the rush means when he says baki bu rabim. The rabim seem to enter and use it as a constant connecting space between the two rishus rabims. When I do that, this gets a din of rishus rabim.
Where do you see that?
How do you understand what he's saying otherwise? What does the Gaon mean?
What is there not to understand?
Pitzarch Dekan Mari. What is the chiddush between? How is it the chiddush between Siv Tes? What's the case in Siv Tes?
Siv Tes is like the Mishnah Berurah was learning with that is Larkoi.
It is Larkoi.
Yeah.
Siv Tes.
Okay, so is there machlokes between the two sifim?
Yes, like Bir Halacha says. Bir Halacha is explaining.
I think the Gaon is saying two different. I don't think he's learning though.
Okay,
I think he's learning.
But I'm saying it's not mukhar. I don't see where Rebbe sees the Gaon saying any different than Bir
Halacha. I'm proving it to you because in the previous Gaon he came up with his own shear that it can go down to Dalet Tzvachim. And now listen to me. Here he tells me that the makar for this din is in Taisvis. Mechaybus, he sends me to the case and then tests him at Aleph.
Well, you don't see there anything different. What? Just it's just again seeing the same thing.
Well, what did he want from Intestim at Aleph? I think he wants a lot from there.
What do you see there?
It's a different case. I don't think we're talking about a case where the Rishus Rabim is running through. It's just Rishus Rabim is on both ends. And a mobile connecting the two Rishus Rabbims.
What's his case? Der Chayim Mizelazai, right? Rishus Rabbim reverse Besaycha. Of course that's the case. It's the Orkoi.
No, and is that the case he wanted?
Yeah, the case in Thesis, right? We're talking about Thesis, the last two lines in Thesis? We're talking about Thesis. The case is the Orkoi. The case is not the Rachboi.
Where?
The last line is a thesis. Elias Lemer, Rosh Hashanah, Zibrus, Vesach, Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah,
Zayin, Amo. I know what you're reading.
And taste your Ramachil, Irshel Yachid.
Yeah.
The last two lines. Elias Lemer.
You're saying that the Gaon is learning the same way as the Bir Halacha?
Bir Halacha himself said he got it from the Gaon.
Well, he says the Chokim Adadi. I had trouble with it. So then, what does he want? So from the Kan Ma'ariv Shabbatiram Baikin Derech Muhammad. What does he want then?
He said 2 points here. He's trying to solve.
Yeah.
One is what's the Machlagis of the Bir Halacha? It's trying to ask the Gra, which means that one is holding till Dalit and one is holding till Yigimel. That's what he says in the beginning. Shitas Arosh is till Yigimel. That's Yiftes, and the previous one was Dalit.
Where did he get the Shir Dalit? How does he know that there's the Chil of the Shir that was till Dalit?
Tzadikes.
Huh?
The Bor says Dalit. In the case where I have a Bor in the middle of the Rosh
Hashanah. Right. That.
Then we see Dalit.
So you're understanding that the Gaon is operating with the same Bir Halacha and assuming that there's a Machlokes between the two Sifim. So why does he first bring Rashi over here and didn't bring Rashi in the previous Sif?
One second. What's the Kasha? Why does he bring Rashi here?
Yeah.
I think that's a generic statement. He finished explaining to Sifim, and then he's bringing in Rashi.
Really? And why does he Shteltsu here first Taisus in Nun? Why does he Shteltsu the Sugi Nun Tes on the Taisus there in this Sif and not bring it in the previous Sif?
Why doesn't he bring Taisus and Daphne Tes?
Yeah.
I have no idea what he wants from it. But Taisus and Daphne Tes is not talking about a case like this. It's talking about the Arco.
I see that. Why did he bring me from Nun Tes? Okay, it's the Sarachin of the Gaon. I don't know what he wants. Did anybody understand this? Anybody work on this? I don't understand the Gaon. And I really don't understand it. You're right. You're making a good horror. There's the second shot. The Bir Halacha wants to say Yesh Mechorim Shvetzim LaHashvei Sasiifim Vaymrim Dim Yesh Yud Gimel Amos Ushlish Mahani Afke Shemavi Hoylech Larecha Rishus Arabim Uktzas Yatad LeDivrayim Divarosh Vetur B'Simin Shin Samachtad LeIskiru D'Dafka K'Shemavi Hoylech Larecha Rishus Arabim. In other words, if you look in the Ritva, we don't have a Ri. I don't know where they got it from. I don't know if there's a sefer from the Ri. But it's clear from the Ritva that the Ri was talking about a case where it was going L'Oirich, of the Rishus Arabim. So there are two Mahalchim that are being suggested. Neither one, I think, is very Gishmak. One is to say that the Sifim are arguing one with the other. How do you say that? The Mechaber, it's very dachuk. It sounds like two different cases. No, maybe not.
He's quoting them as is. I don't know why he did that, but he's quoting the Lashonis. It's perfect, the Lashonis.
Huh?
He's quoting the Lashonis. That's what he's doing.
The Mechaber.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound in Beis Yosef and Shin Mem Hei that he thought they were two different cases? Brings the Rosh, and then he brings the Rav HaMagid afterwards.
I don't see that.
No. The problem, but there's another problem. There's a more fundamental problem. We're running out of time. There's a more fundamental problem with learning that the case of the Prima Gadim. That it's talking about where they have two things of the Reichav connecting and Baki Burabim. What's bothering me there is I don't know the makar for such a din. Because according to our Tosfos, there's either one that we only have, we've never seen such a thing, where we have two things l'reichav, and a connecting movi going between. The fact that the rabbim happened to use it to go from one to the other, there's no makar for such a halacha that becomes rishus rabbim. Bein according to Tosfos in his first shot, bein according to Tosfos in his second shot, Tosfos was always learning that the only case that ever becomes rishus rabbim is when the road runs straight through. What's the matter?
Why is everything so not clear? That's the way they're reading the Rosh and the Chor. Maybe it also reads like that in Rabbeinu Ephraim.
Because the what, which case is that in the Gemara? Which case is that it's being suggested?
Our sugya, he's learning our sugya like
that. That our sugya is the case of where it's going,
Ran Le'orach. But he's saying the Svara is the same Svara. It's not based on the...
Because V isn't bothered by turns. In Mavli Akum, you see that.
You mean, well, I don't understand what you mean. You mean, and then just different shear?
I could have a Rishus Rabbim versus Lesson Design. That's what you're saying.
So no, the case of Reichav and the case of Erech are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Who holds that way?
We held that way in Movim
and
Foolish.
Well, the Rosh and the Reed.
The Riffa didn't bring the Reed that way.
The Rosh is being Saisim. That's his deal. Why is the Rosh Saisim and he doesn't tell you it's only when it's La Arkoy? Mashma does not feel it.
That's right, he's right. His Rai is Rai Larkoi. His Rai from Beit Amudu, which is a case of Larkoi.
Yeah, that's right.
He happens to be talking right about Larkoi, but there's no... Darush, and when he brings up Psak Alakha, he doesn't say Davka Larkoi. He doesn't say that. If you want to argue on Darush, but the Meiri and the Nehemiah of Prime says that.
So you want to say that the... So then how does either way Sif Ches is then arguing?
Yes, but there's been different cases.
No matter how you read it, Sif Ches is going to argue. No, that's the point. That's the only point I want to make. That no matter, according to all the various mahalchim that are being suggested here, we never get out of figuring out a way that Sif Ches and Sif Ches don't argue with each other.
But at least they're talking about different cases. They're not arguing in the same case. The machlekes comes out b'cheshbon.
Yeah, but it's strange. The mechaber doesn't read. It's a very strange mechaber. Okay, listen, we got to start mincha. All right, start the lessons, and we'll get to some next week.